With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the U.S. and Israel keep up their attacks on Iran, the Iranians are lashing out at other countries, including their arch-enemy Israel, firing what missiles and drones they have left in their arsenal. And the American embassy in Saudi Arabia has been targeted by the Iranians.
Iran struck the U.S.-Saudi embassy early Tuesday as it keeps on hitting targets around the region, while the U.S. and Israel pounded Iran with airstrikes in what President Donald Trump suggests is just the start of a relentless campaign. The attack from the two drones on the Riyadh complex caused a limited fire and minor damage, according to the kingdom's defense ministry. The embassy's urging Americans to avoid the compound. It follows an attack on the U.S. embassy in Kuwait, which announced Tuesday it was now closed until further notice.
Correspondent Charles Deladesma says no one was in the embassy building at the time of the attack. Six U.S. service members have been killed in the war, while deaths in Iran approach 800, including the country's supreme leader. Several states kicking off the 2026 election cycle with primaries today.
Texas, Arkansas, and North Carolina are holding primary elections for party nominations ahead of the November midterms. Among those three, Texas is generating the most interest with heated Senate races. Incumbent Republican John Cornyn is facing off against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and U.S. Congressman Wesley Hunt. In the Democratic contest, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is facing State Representative James Tallarico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oil prices are surging. That's driving a sharp rise in prices at the gas pump. And barring a turnaround, Wall Street will be opening sharply lower this morning. Dow futures down 856 points. NASDAQ futures off 570. This is SRN News. Texas can enforce a ban on drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed a previous ruling and will allow the state to prohibit sexually charged shows in places where small children might be present. Jonathan Covey of the group Texas Values is cheering the ruling, saying, quote, "The state is well within its rights to be able to protect kids from sexualized performances and harm." The new law is set to go into effect on March 12th. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors have indicted more than 30 people tied to the invasion of a Minnesota church over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Bondi says 25 of those people are already under arrest. The protest on January 18th also led to the arrests of journalist Don Lemon and a local activist. Both have pleaded not guilty to civil rights charges. Church leaders all around the country have strongly condemned the protest. This is SRN News. It's one of the rites of spring, albeit a bit early in this town in the upper Midwest.
It might still be winter in Minnesota, but spring is in the air for people lined up at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Minnesota for its annual opening. The event is a community tradition no matter what the weather. The Dairy Queen Heritage Store has operated for 77 years and offers treats found almost nowhere else. People bundled up in coats, hats, and gloves in freezing cold to line up Sunday for ice cream treats at the Moorhead Dairy Queen. It seemed like a bit of a summer day, almost. Keith Peters reported.
President Trump says he does plan to attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner on April 25th, the first time he will do so as president. Mr. Trump says the event ties into celebrations marking America's 250th birthday. More details, SRNNews.com.